Hi, I'm David Smith, and this is In a Word. In Ephesians chapter 3, verses 12 and 13, Paul writes of our ability to pray to God that we are to pray with boldness and access, according to Paul, with confidence through the faith of Jesus Christ. It's interesting in the context of prayer that Paul talks about some of the attitudes that we are to have toward God, of course, when we approach Him in prayer. And the first in the list of attitudes is the word boldness. I want us to consider that word for just a few moments today. Boldness. It's interesting, in the classical Greek language, the word that is used there for boldness was often used in a political sense. It referred to a man who would go out in public, and he would use his right to speak freely to men and use that as an opportunity to speak truth. Sometimes they would even refer to that word as the candor that a person would have with another being. In the New Testament, it's used about 31 times. And it's interesting, as you begin to count the number of times that it's used, the majority of instances, it is either used of Jesus or of the apostles and the manner in which they spake. Jesus spake boldly. The apostles themselves would speak boldly. Boldly, and otherwise in the New Testament, it's going to be used of the apostles in their epistles, their letters, to encourage us Christians to do exactly the same, to be like Jesus, to be like them, the apostles, and to speak boldly. It's interesting because the word itself is a compound word in the original language that literally means to tell all. And so where there is an opportunity, we as men and women who are the sons and daughters of God ought to speak openly and use that opportunity to speak all of the truth. What I find amazing about this word is that there is a distinct connection between the way that Jesus was in His own public speaking and the way that we are to be, and that Jesus Himself allows us to be bold before God. In Hebrews chapter 4, 14 through 16, and in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 19, we are told that we, because of the blood of Jesus, because of His own work, are able to be bold before the throne of God. But now let's not mistake this. When we say in the Bible that we are to be bold before the throne of God, it does not mean for a second that we are to be insolent. There's never a reason why a man should ever be insolent, why he should be insulting, why he should be froward and call God things that he ought to never have as far as an attitude toward God. We do not have a buddy-buddy relationship. God is not our pal. He's not our big pop in heaven. He's the reverent God before whom we bow and serve. And so we are able to go boldly before the throne of grace. And by that it means that we are able to approach freely and to use that opportunity to speak all of the truth. Not just before God, but in our public speaking, to speak all of the truth before men when the opportunity presents itself. Are you bold? Based on the ability that Jesus has given you, boldness. That's been our word for the day. I'm David Smith, and this is In a Word.